100 years before the sunlight of morn, in Edinburgh's Kirkyard James Connolly was born. The streets of little Ireland, his home for many years. Fae the Westport to St. Mary Street, you feel him very near. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of the young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man. In 1911 to Belfast he came to organize the union, the women and the men. Orange men and bishops, they were both terrified to see Catholic and Protestant marching side by side. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of the young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man. Here's to that non-sectarian band marching through Belfast for the union demand. Fallets and the drums scorn the old Orange tricks. Aye, and the ancient Hibernians with their stones and sticks. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of the young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man. Now the national question was clear in his mind. For a workers' republic, aye, the people combined. Revolution that was needed, reforms would never do. And the number of counties would be 32. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of the young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man. So if you're out on the Kirkgate on a dark and lonely night, remember young James Connolly and keep the fire light. Social and the national, he's swimming both those streams. But a socialist republic for Ireland was his dream. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of the young James Connolly. Oh, how I love to walk in the footsteps of that great man.